Now today maybe we will do at the meditation session, okay?
今天我们要做止的观修。
So, you got the data, Julie?
Let me check. Some of the students can meditate for 1 to 2 minutes, and one student can meditate for more for 3 minutes. And
Pardon?
let me check. Most of the
Can you write
students,
down?
yes. Most of the students can meditate for 1 to 2 minutes, and
Okay.
one student can meditate for 3 minutes,
Okay.
and one
Okay.
lady can meditate for 15 minutes.
How many minutes?
15.
1 5.
Yes, 1 5.
Okay. Okay, fine, fine. Okay. Okay. So, okay, now you can just send me the list. 1 15 minutes, isn't it? 1 3
Yes.
minutes. Yeah.
Yes.
Then 1 to 2 minutes, isn't it?
So let me show you need the name.
No. How many peoples? One people more than 15 minutes, isn't it?
One people 15.
Okay,
And
then
one
one.
and one person 3 minutes.
Okay.
And the rest of us is 1 to 2 minutes.
Okay, fine. Okay, so we will, okay. So do one thing, okay? Now we will meditate, okay? Now we will meditate. Now the technique will be a little bit different, okay? According to the your meditation power, okay? Technique will be a little bit different, okay?
那刚才仁波切就是问我说大家禅修的情况，那我跟仁波切报告了。那仁波切说我们今天要开始来做禅修，那关于这个禅修的方法会有改变，那根据每个人不同的结果来做一个跟动。
Okay, now what you have to do is the person who are meditating, who can meditate not more than the 3 minutes, not more than the 3 minutes. Once you can meditate the 1 minute, you have achieved the first stage, okay? When you can meditate for the 2 minutes, you can consider it as you have achieved the second stage, okay? Opening the shamatha, you have to achieve the 9 stages, okay? After that, then you can achieve the shamatha, okay?
那仁波切说呢，通常我们在休止的时候呢，会达到9个阶段嘛。那一般来讲，如果我们可以禅修1分钟不分心，就是第一个阶段；那可以禅修2分钟，就是到达第二个阶段。
So once you can meditate the 3 minutes, now the one thing you have to know that once you can meditate the 3 minutes, but still when your mind is distracted, suddenly when you can bring back your mind, then you can consider as a third stage, okay? Whether you can meditate the 3 minutes, but when you are distracted, when you cannot bring back the mind suddenly, okay, then you are not on the third stage, okay? Now the third stage, your requirement is that you can meditate on a 3 minute. And whenever your mind is distracted, suddenly realize and bringing back the mind on the object. When you can do that, then you have achieved the third stage, okay?
那当我们在做禅修的时候呢，什么叫做进入第三个阶段？就是如果我们可以持续禅修3分钟，那当我们分心的时候呢，可以马上就发现，并且把专注力拉回来到我们观想的对境，那这样子就是我们达到了第三个阶段。可是如果说我们可以禅修3分钟，但是如果分心的时候，并没有办法马上把这个心专注回来的话，那这样子就没有达到第三个阶段。
Okay, so once you can meditate the 1 minute, 1 minute is a, you can once you cannot once you can meditate the 1 minute without distraction, you can consider the first stage. When you can meditate the 2 minutes without distraction, you can consider that you have achieved the second stage. Now the third stage is a true requirement. You can meditate 3 minutes without distraction. Also, you need the power to realize that whenever you are distracted, your mind, okay, to bring it back, that you power you need it, okay.
那仁波切说呢，我们在禅修的时候，所谓的第一阶段第一度心，就是说，可以1分钟的禅修都不会分心。那第二阶段就是可以禅修2分钟都不分心。那第三个阶段就是说，可以禅修3分钟不分心。那另外我们还需要一个力量，这个力量就是可以让我们在有点分心的时候，我们马上察觉，然后马上能够把它抓回来。
So that's we call the power of the mindfulness. Or here that you should achieve the power of the mindfulness. Power of the mindfulness is that you should realize that whenever your mind is distracted, suddenly when you can realize it, that we call the power of the mindfulness. Once you achieve that, then you can consider as you have achieved the third stage.
那当然，在这个第三个阶段的时候呢，我们可以禅修，然后不管是在什么样的情况之下，我们只要一分心就可以马上察觉，那并且把专注力拉回来。那这个时候的这样的一个力量呢，叫做一个正念。
Okay, now here, now what we have to do is that, okay, now that we will meditate the things, now the meditating, while with the meditating, now the meditating way will be little bit different, okay, now.
那今天我们的禅修方式会有点不同。
So the, now what you have to do is that, okay, when the person who cannot meditate more than the 1 minute, we cannot concentrate the object in the more than 1 minute, what you have to do is look at a picture, maybe 20 seconds like that, okay? 10 or 20 seconds. Then close your eyes for the 10 or 20 seconds, okay? You get my point. Just look at the picture 20 seconds like that, then meditate for the 20 seconds, then look at the picture of the 20 seconds, meditate 20 seconds like that, okay? One person who cannot meditate more than the 1 minute, okay? Then slowly reduce the looking at a picture and the duration of the meditation time you should increase.
那对于那些目前为止呢，并没有办法专注力持续超过1分钟的学员，仁波切说，可以一开始的禅修方式先看着这个照片20秒，那接着呢就闭上眼睛禅修20秒，然后再张开眼睛看着这个照片20秒，再闭上眼睛禅修20秒。那持续一段时间之后呢，渐渐的要尝试着把看照片的时间缩短，然后增加禅修的时间。那这个禅修方式是针对那一些没有办法达到1分钟以上专注力的学员。
Now the person who can meditate more than the 3 minutes, person like this, when you are having the distraction and the distraction more than the 3 times, quite oftenly, quite frequently, then you have to visualize or meditate the cross vajra on the center of your heart. Okay, cross vajra. You know the cross vajra.
So, Richard, you mean that those can meditate more than 3 minutes, right?
More than 3 minutes. Yeah, 3 minutes. Once you are having the oftenly distraction. Distraction, but even when you are having the few times distraction quite frequently, quite continuously, then you visualize the cross vajra center of your heart for the few moments. Then again, concentrate back to the Buddha's, okay? Buddha's image, okay? That Buddha, okay? Just for the few moments, you just concentrate on the cross vajra center of your heart. Once you are not having the distraction quite oftenly, or the distraction not or quite oftenly, then you don't have to meditate. Okay, cross vajra, center of your heart. When you are having the lots of the little bit of oftenly distracting your minds while you are meditating, person who are meditate who can meditate more than 3 minutes, then you visualize or meditate on the cross vajra, center of the heart for the few moments, then again come back to the meditate on the Buddha. Okay.
那仁波切说，针对那些可以禅修持续超过3分钟的学员呢，仁波切说，有时候可能在禅修的时候，忽然间会有好几次觉得不能够专注，那这个时候怎么办？这时候就可以观想呢，在我们的心间有十字金刚杵，那关注一段时间之后呢，再回来继续做这个我们的止的观想。那每次在做这个止的观想，发现说好像有一段时间会比较常不注意的时候，就转而停止观想我们原来的对境，而观想在我们的心中呢有十字金刚杵。
So, person who can meditate a minute to the 2 minutes, just continue with what you are meditating. Okay, just keep on the continuation. Okay.
那如果说可以专注的话呢，就持续的做这个 子的观修。
Clear, no? My instruction.
那这样有清楚吗？
And shamatha meditation instruction should be very clear. Once you have the instruction clear, then you can meditate and then you can achieve the shamatha. When you understand the instruction very clearly, yeah.
那仁波切说，在做子的观修的时候呢，必须非常了解上师的指导。如果对于上师的教导呢，可以很清楚的了解的话，才可以有机会呢成就这个职。
When you sometimes when you misunderstand the instruction of the shamatha, then you will born into some other limb, okay?
但是如果说我们对这个职的教导呢有误解的话，有可能我们来生呢会投身到这个就是那个天，那么就 you mean the samatha field, right? Samatha realm.
No, then once you Yes, not a shamatha. When you misunderstand the shamatha instruction, when you misunderstand it, then you will born in the other realm. It's called a long life God realm.
OK. 那仁波切说就是如果我们对于这个职的观修呢没有清楚的了解，有可能未来呢会投身不同的天界。那么这，
Okay, now my instruction is clear, no? So we will, yeah. Yeah, tell me.
For those who can meditate 2 minutes,
Yeah, keep on the continuation. Those who can meditate the 1 minute or 2 minute, keep on nothing had to be changed, okay? Same meditator, same way what you are doing, okay?
那仁波切说，对于
Only
那，
thing is, yeah.
仁波切说，对于那一些就是禅修2分钟或者是不到3分钟的学员呢？就继续做之前的这个观修的练习。
The ones who can meditate, ones who cannot concentrate more than the 1 minute right now, just look at the picture. Duration of looking at the picture just increase 20 seconds like that, then meditate 20 seconds. Then look at the picture 20 seconds, then close your eye and meditate 20 seconds too like that, okay?
那仁波切提醒那些没有办法禅修超过1分钟的学员，就是可以增加看照片的这个时间。所以呢，就先打开眼睛，那看着照片20秒钟，再禅修20秒钟，那接着再打开眼睛看照片20秒钟，再闭着眼睛禅修20秒钟。
Okay, duration. Okay, then slowly reduce the durations of looking at a picture. Okay, increase the duration of the meditation. Okay.
那接着渐渐的减少看着照片的时间，增加禅修的时间。
Clear, no? 清楚吗？你们？
大家清楚吗？
Okay, while you the meditation, don't you should not guess. Okay, anything, whatever the instruction, you have to get it clear. Okay, while the time the meditation session, you should not guess that you have to do this or this. Okay, don't guess. Okay.
那当我们在做这个禅修的时候呢，不要去猜要怎么做，而是要真的了解上师的教授才去做。
Okay, this is one pilot. He was flying, okay, one pilot, and he was just approaching near the one airport.
那仁波切说，有一个飞行员呢，他就是在飞的时候，为了靠近机场。
Then the controller room asked, "Who is that? Who is who?" Then they asked, "Who are you? You are approaching near the airport," and I asked, "Hello."
Yes.
Yeah, so the control room, from control room, they asked that the pilot, because the flight is approaching near the airport, the control room asked, who are you? Identify yourself. Yeah.
那这时候呢，这个塔台人员就问说：“那这个靠近机场的飞行员说你是谁
So then the pilot told that the control room that guess me. Guess who am I?
？”那这时候飞行员就跟塔台说：“猜猜我是谁？”
So what happened is that then the flight is nearly to going to land. So the control room, what they did, they just turn off the every of the light on the airport, signal light, airport or every light of the airport, signal light, the everything. Then control room told the pilot, now you guess where you are.
那这个时候呢，这个飞行员呢，慢慢就准备要降落了嘛。那这时候呢，整个机场的这一些信号的灯呢，全部都亮了起来。然后塔台人员就跟那个飞行员说：“现在你猜猜看，你在哪里
So like that. Now here, don't guess anything. Okay, whatever instruction you have to get very clearly. Okay.
所以大家在做这个禅修练习的时候，要确定自己对于上师的教授很了解，不要去猜。
Okay. Okay. Now we will meditate. Okay. We'll meditate and okay. Now the person who are having the more than the 3 minutes, you can meditate. When you're oftenly you are having like a distraction, sort of 2 or 3 times, then few moments just visualize the cross at your center of the heart. Okay. Once you cannot meditate more than the 3 minutes, don't use this method. Okay.
那仁波切提醒大家说，如果可以持续禅修3分钟以上。当自己发现专注力不够的时候，可以马上观想心中有这个十字金刚杵。可是如果说我们现在禅修不到3分钟以上的学员，就不要做这样的观修。
Okay, okay, now we will leave for the 10 minutes, okay?
那现在我们就观修10分钟。
So you have the pictures, no? This picture.
那大家有没有都有这个唐卡的像，就是佛像？
有。
What do you call for the picture?
相片。
I think you said something different.
Yeah, 而且 I say 佛像 that is also the same 佛的相片。
I say 佛像。
佛像，那个 two meaning. I can say 佛像 also mean the photo or the Buddha or Buddha statue.、
Mm.I see, Shang. Shang is also, how do you say for the district? It's a Shang, isn't it?
Number two, what?
Like a district, county. County also, you say the Shang, no?
Oh, Shang. The first sound, Shang.
Shang, I see, county.
Okay, yes. Shang.
And the photo is a Shang.
Shang, the first sound.
County is the first sound, Shang, isn't it?
Yes.
Then the photo?
Xiang.
Xiang. I see for
Xiang. Like an elephant.
I see. Same balance. I see. Xiang. I see. Xiang. I see. Okay. Okay. For Xiang. Okay. So just look and meditate. Okay. For 10 minutes. Okay. Hello.Can you hear me, Julie?
Yes, Mojie.
Yeah. So, okay, one more thing, okay? Person who are really difficult with 1 minute to the 2 minutes or like that, the one you can meditate, also you are aware that whenever your mind is distracted, okay? Also, you have to look the one point of whenever your mind is distracted, bring it back, okay? That you have to do, okay?
那当然，Mojie说，如果我们可以持续禅修1到2分钟的学员，当我们在禅修的时候发现我们不专心的话，要马上把这个专注力拉回来。
Okay, then we will start. Okay, Mojie.
那现在我们就开始禅修。
Okay, now what will we do is that okay? Now generally, okay, now we will meditate on the breath of the 5 minutes, okay?Because this is just for the refreshing the mind, okay?
So now we take a break?
No. We will meditate on the breath, okay?
Breath, okay.
Inhale, breath, okay? Breath
okay.
for the 5 minutes, this is just like a refreshing the mind, okay? So while you're meditating on the breath, okay, body position and the back straight and everything, follow the body position and meditate 5 minutes on the breath, okay? This is just for refresh the mind, okay?
那现在仁波切要我们做这个有关于气的这个禅修，那当然我们这个坐姿啊，就是最好背要直，然后符合这个坐姿的这个坐背要直，然后要正。那仁波切说，我们现在做这个气的这个禅修呢，是要让我们这个心呢再重新活跃起来。
Okay, so 5 minutes. Okay, that will refresh the mind again. Then you can meditate back on the Buddha. Okay.
那现在就是我们呢，就是来做这个气的这个禅修，专注在这个呼吸的这个气息上。那大概禅修5分钟，那这样做可以让我们心呢再活跃起来。
Okay, let's start. Okay.
那现在我们开始。
Okay. How is my computer today?
Quite clear.
Can you see my image quite clear?
Yes, Mathieu.
I see. Okay, fine. So now what will we do is, okay, now we will do the same. Okay, the, right now what we'll do the same meditation, but just at the Buddha's, now back at the Buddha. Okay, so now what you feel is that when you come back to the Buddha again, you might feel a little bit difficult. Okay, because we have done the breath meditations, so that's why you might feel a little bit more difficult. Okay.
那现在我们继续回来做这个指的观修，那观修这个佛像佛的这个法照。那仁波切说，因为刚才我们做的是有关于这个呼吸的这个禅修，所以现在再回来观修这个佛的法照，会觉得有点困难。
But what you have to know is that every meditation session, sometimes you feel the more difficult, sometimes the easy. That is a very normal, okay? Sometimes you cannot focus your mind. That is a very normal, okay?
摩羯说，当我们在做禅修的时候，有时候会觉得很容易，有时候会觉得困难，这个是很正常的。有时候可能就会觉得说没有办法非常专注的观修，这都是正常的情况。
So now here, the especially when you're up till the meditation, most important right now that what you have to aware that when you are the mind is distracted, you should have to know that you have to bring back the mind. That is the one important thing, okay? Person who can meditate more than the 1 minute, okay? That's the most important thing right now, okay? Who can meditate more than the 1 minute, you have to aware that whenever your mind is distracted, you should aware and try to bring back the mind, okay?
那仁波切说呢，对于我们的来讲呢，现在最重要的是，当我们在做这个指的观修的时候，我们必须要知道我们分心了。所以像是对那些禅修小一分钟的人，仁波切说很重要的一件事情是必须要知道说自己分心了。那如果是对于那些可以禅修一到两分钟的人，仁波切说呢，你必须要清楚的知道说自己的禅修过程当中已经分心。然后呢，赶快把这个分出去的心抓回来。
So generally, the once the mind have a more stronger to the concentration power, then the mind will get the more power. More generally, then the mind will get the more power to see the more the future things. So to see the whatever the future things, most important thing is the first it have to start from the shamatha level, from the shamatha practice. Then only it's a possible.
那仁波切说，当我们在做这个指的观修的时候，如果对于这个指的观修的力道很强，那就有机会呢，可以预测到看到未来发生的事物。所以，如果一个人呢想要知道未来可能发生什么事物，那很重要是他必须要有这个指的这个禅修。
Okay, now we will meditate again for the 10 minutes. Okay, then maybe I will leave for the question answers if you have any questions. Okay, regarding about the meditating and the difficulties or whatever, then we can talk. Okay, I will leave the question answer sessions. Okay.
仁波切说，我们再继续观修十分钟。那等一下呢，会给我们时间可以做问题，会可以发问。关于我们在做的指禅修的时候所遇到的问题，可以请教仁波切。
Yeah, but the one thing is that today you are not having any tea, so.
今天大家都没有喝茶。
有。
Okay, okay. Maybe first you drink the tea, okay? Then I think you can meditate better.
仁波切说，我们可以先喝茶，那等一下这样可以观修得更好。
Okay. Now, how is the? What is the that tea or her tea or what you have? Hot or tea? Yeah?
大家是喝茶嘛？
对。
Yes, 怎么起来的？中立。Now it's drinking tea.
What?
In 中立, I think that Ai Lin said they are drinking the tea.
Samatha, whichever, what tea?
Samatha,
玫瑰茶
Rose flower, flower tea.
I see, flower tea, okay, oh. Yeah, yeah, okay, so now after, okay, now what do you have to do, okay, now meditate, okay, now the thing is here, this in this 10 minutes, not only on the focusing, okay, on this 10 minutes also try to realize that whenever your mind is distracted, okay, two things you have to do, okay.
那仁波切说，我们现在就开始做这个观修，那观修这个佛的法照。仁波切说，很重要的是我们如果有分心的话，一定要马上察觉。
Okay, generally, so, generally, it's a very good that when you can do the method more than the 1 minute, so like without distraction, that's really great.
仁波切说,
some persons, even they cannot meditate more than the 4 seconds, therefore it's impossible to concentrate on one object more than the 4 seconds.
仁波切说，我们的学员当中呢，可以禅修专注超过一分钟，真的是已经很好了。有的人根本没有完全没有办法专注下来，甚至专注个4秒钟都很困难。
Yeah, so you all know, no? When you achieve the shamatha, what you have to do? Then I think I told last time, no?
嗯，同学 ，you mean to achieve the shamatha power?
No, I mean that when you achieve the shamatha stage before than me, then you knows no what to do.
那仁波切提醒我们大家，如果说我们可以证得止的话，要记得要做的事情哦。如果我们比仁波切早证得止的话，要记得我们需要做的事情。
Okay, so yeah, okay, now 10 minutes, okay, you will meditate, okay, so this time, okay, to mainly focus on the see whether mind is distracting or not, okay, that you have to keep the very good balance, okay, otherwise, even when, okay, these two things, you have to keep the very proper balance, okay, one, the focusing, and so also you have to try to realize or aware that whenever your mind is distracted, okay, when you realize that your mind is distracted, again, bring back and focus, okay.
仁波切说，我们这一次这十分钟的观修呢，很重要的是除了要专注以外，另外一个很重要就是我们必须去察觉到我们已经散掉我们的专注力了，然后马上让我们专注力可以拉回来。
Okay, no matter, okay.
那现在我们来做观修。
Okay, so...So now what will we do is that, okay, now in that minute, how many times you have distracted, can you just think for the few minutes, okay? Then you can just look back and see how many times you have distracted. Can you realize or can you see? Because once you can...Yeah, when you look back the session, 10-minute session, just look back at your 10-minute session and try to count that how many times you have distracted.
那仁波切要我们可以回想一下，就是刚才那十分钟的禅修的过程当中，我们有多少次呢？不专心。
So once you cannot remember the properly, they will be the two reasons, okay?
那如果我们没有办法记得很清楚的话，有两个原因。
First reason is you meditate very well.
那第一个就是说，你禅修得很好。
Or the second reason might be you have not meditated at all.
那第二个就是说，刚刚你完全都没有在禅修。
All the time, maybe you're thinking something else.
可能一直都在乱想东西，胡思乱想。
So, okay, so that's why. So right now what we have to do is that, okay, now right now let us see that how many times your mind is distracting, okay? Whenever your mind is distracted, so as I told you before, you have to keep the concentration, okay, back to the object, okay?
仁波切要我们大家回想一下，在过去十分钟的禅修当中呢，有多少次分心，那要记得就是分心的时候，就是要马上把这个专注力拉回来。
Okay, so now if you have any questions, you can ask me. If you don't have any questions, so maybe I will resume my talk. Okay, greetings.
Without any question, then
can you just ask, is there any questions?
Okay, 那现在大家有没有什么问题？
You can write down if you have any questions regarding the difficulties of practicing or meditating.
那大家可以问仁波切，就是关于在禅修过程当中所遇到的困难。Louis has one question.
Okay, fine. 请问，Louis。
Yes, 什么姐？
哎，Louis，请问，
就是我觉得在那个，想跟大家听，然后大家听吗？就是我觉得在那个专，在就是专注的时候，然后如果万一分心，就是觉得专注也好像跟分心在互相拉扯。
Louis' question is that she feels when she's doing the meditation, she tries to focus, but sometimes she will distract. She feels that the focusing and the distraction are counter-interacting.
Okay, do one thing. Maybe Louis, she can ask the question in the mic so everyone can know the whole question, no? Okay, she can ask this question in Chinese.
Yeah. Oh.
She said that when she has distraction, she wants to try to be focusing, but she feels that the focusing and distraction are counter-interacting. She cannot really come back to the focusing. So the distraction and focusing are counter-interacting and all the time.
Counter-reacting means, can you just clarify a little bit, Louise? Counter-reacting means?
She feels that when she has distraction, she knows she has to come back. But when she comes back, very quickly, she has distraction again. So whenever she tries to be focusing, she feels it's very easy to get distraction again. Then when she realizes she is distracted and she tries to be focusing, then very quickly she feels distraction again.
Okay, you just translate that in Chinese, okay.
那就是路易斯的问题是说，他知道当他在做这个子的观修的时候，如果分心的时候，他知道。但是当他很想要把它拉回来的时候，想要重新专注，又分心了。那分心了之后又知道想把它拉回来，可是要在专心的时候又很快又分心了。
Okay, so this issue you have to first you have to know the one thing.
那首先的默契是我们必须知道一件事情。
Whatever you do, when you do it again and again, when you repeat that doing, it will become a habit.Whatever you are doing, when you repeat it, when you do it again and again, then it will become a habit.
仁波切说，不管我们做什么事，只要我们一再不断的重复做，它就会变成一个习惯。
So same thing that right now the mind, when you are the distracted, again constantly distracted, still when you force too much on this, then it will become your habit. So now what you have to do?
那仁波切说呢，当我们在做禅修的时候，会去注意到我们分心的。可是当我们分心很重视在着重那个分心的时候，这变成一个习惯。
So what you have to do is a very simple that now when you are focusing on the Buddha, when your mind is distracted, when again you are focusing on the Buddha, when suddenly your mind is distracting, then just leave to concentrating on the Buddha, okay?
那仁波切说呢，当我们在做这个禅修的时候，我们专注在佛像，然后突然间分心之后想把它拉回来，那又很快又分心。那仁波切说，这时候我们该怎么做？ 我们应该就是重新就是只专注在佛陀上。
Then what you have to do is then just start to counting the breath, okay? When you inhale, one, exhale, two, inhale, three, exhale, four, like this until the 10 or 15, 10 or 20, like that time, you just inhale or exhale and then start to counting the breath, okay?
那这时候重新专注，仁波切提醒我们可以做这个气息数息，然后我们就开始吸呼，然后就数吸，然后数一，呼数二，然后三四，然后可以数到十。
So what you have to do is that when you are having facing this difficulties, just concentrate your breath, inhale and count one, exhale and count two, inhale and count four, like that, start the counting up till 10 or 20, okay? Then again you come back to the meditating, okay?
对，摩西也说，当我们真的是在做禅修，遇到同样的问题，会觉得说想要分心的要抓回来，那又很快会分心的话，那这时候我们就是可以开始做这个数息。那数息的时候，就记得就是吸的话说一，呼的话说二，然后这样重复的数，数到十或是二十都可以。
Okay, and then what you can do is that, okay, after, okay, then also you take the few minutes break and don't do any meditation, okay, just break and just look and just pray, then again you can start from the beginning.
那这时候呢，做完这个数息之后，开始注意在我们专注在我们的呼吸上，那专注在呼吸上一段时间之后，再重新来观修佛的法相。
So once you have not reached up to the meditating, the duration is a little bit long. When you cannot focus on the one object duration quite long, you should not force your mind. Once you are the concentration powers a little gain, when you can meditate a little long on the object, then you should force your mind. Obviously, right now, you should not force your mind at all, okay?
那当我们在做这个止的观修的时候，如果我们这个专注力不够的话，那我们不要太强迫自己，要专注在我们观修的对境上。那当我们的禅修的这个时间可以专注力长一点的时候，才努力专注在我们那个观修的对境。那当如果一开始没有办法禅修很久，也不要太强迫自己。
Okay, when you can concentrate a little bit quite long, then you have to start to force a little bit on your mind. Right now is that when you cannot meditate on the one, you cannot focus on the object. Quite long, you should not force your mind. You have to do as I told you before.
那仁波切说了，直到之后我们的专注力可以维持长一点的时间的时候，我们就要告诉自己说要再努力，要再禅修久一点。可是，一开始如果我们没有办法真的专注力维持很久，这时候就不要强迫自己的心去专注很久。
Okay. Then you can. Any other questions?
那有其他问题吗？
玉慧，我想问啊，哈，就是说，有时候要为了要抓住那个心，要为了要抓住那个所缘境啊，那身体啊就不自觉啊，哈，也很用力啊，去就是会变得身体也是很用力，应该是心用力，然后那个身体啊就不自觉的也很用力，也很用力啊，那这个是不是不太正常？
嗯，好。那仁波切的艾琳 say that sometimes when we try to focus on our object, our mind will be forced to concentrate on the object. And Eileen said that at the same time, she feels her body also forced a lot. Not only the mind.But not only the mind, but also the body. The body also, 安姐，你说的用力是指什么？是指说
用力 means the pressure, isn't it?
Yeah, pressure. But I didn't say not only the mind, but also the body.
Having a pressure, isn't it? But
yeah,
you can just ask, I mean, yeah.
用力的话，
用力 means a pressure, isn't it?
Pressure, but.用力 means that, like a remote, if we try to move something, our body will 用力。
No, I'm asking you, what is 用力? No, I'm asking you. So So I'm asking the meaningless is I didn't understand you.
Okay.
So how do
okay.
you say okay.
okay, it's more like when we try to move something, move a stone, our body will take some effort. It means 用力.
I didn't get okay.
Okay, okay. 用力. Like when we try to move a stone, like to carry a stone. Then our body will take some effort to move the stone. So Ali said that when she's doing the meditation, not only her mind will focusing, at the same time she feels her body has some like a stress or pressure. Something like
pressure.
Body.
Okay, so
so is that normal?
Yeah. Very normal.
Because
the mind, when you are using the focusing on the very strongly, body have a lot of the pressures. Yeah.
那仁波切说呢，当我们的心非常的专注的时候，这时候我们的身体当然有很用力。
When just example, when you are in the tantra, when you are meditating, syllables on the crown and the throat and the chakra.So when you are focusing very strongly, when you use this syllabus, actually this syllabus will activate the channels. This syllabus is not activating. Your concentration power should activate all the channels.
Mm-hmm. 那仁波切举例来说呢，当我们在做这个密续的观修的时候，我们会在我们的顶轮、喉轮和心轮观修中止至 Om Ah Om。那在这个时候，如果我们观修的非常的认真的话，会让我们的这个脉轮，会让我们脉呢启动。那让我们脉启动的并不是这些种子质，而是我们观修的力量。
When your concentration power is not strong, even you visualize the thousands of out on the your crown, nothing will activate. It will not activate your chakras or the channels. When your concentration power is very strong, one syllabus are using.Focusing on the syllabus, then it can activate a lot in the crown chakra. So that means that also body effects and body pressures also come together with mind.
那仁波切说呢，当我们在观修这个，如果我们的专注力够强的时候，我们才有办法启动我们的这个脉轮。那如果这个专注力不够，即使观修好几千次的这个 Om Ah Om 中止字。它也是没有办法启动我们的脉跟这个脉轮，所以呢，是让我们的这个心的专注力跟我们的身体是很有影响的。
So that's why when you're concentrating, your subtle wind is also moving with the mind. When the subtle moves, also brings some pressure onto your body.
所以当我们的专注力很强的时候呢，会影响到我们的这个维系的风，那当维系的风也会影响到我们的身体。
So that's why sometimes when you're more and more strong, sometimes, so that's why whenever you're in the tantric practice or whenever syllabus meditating, all this is concentration power. When you have very strong concentration power, and then when you focus on the syllabus, then only it will activate the channels and the chakras also very easily. Because the concentration brings a lot of the effects on the body. Yeah.
仁波切说呢，当我们在做密续的禅修的时候，如果我们禅修的专注力非常的好，当我们观想种子智的时候，就会启动我们的这个脉轮。所以这个专注力呢，跟我们的身体之间是有很重要的关联性。
Okay. Any other questions?
有其他问题吗？
等我这边有三个问题。第一个问题
是
那个平常那个有时候会想禅修，有时候不会想禅修，那不会想禅修的时候怎么克服
？Julie, can you ask David that he had a cold or what? His voice seems a little bit changed.
阿才 David 仁波切问说你是不是有感冒，因为声音听起来很奇怪。
没有。
No, he has no cold.
Your voice is a little different. Okay.
好，那请继续问。
那第二个问题是，禅修的时候全身热的不舒服，如何把热气 消掉？
所以两个问题，第一个问题是说，有时候想禅修，有时候不想禅修，怎么办？是不是？
对，那个不想禅修的时候怎么克服？
好，那第二个问题是说，如果有做禅修的时候，会觉得全身发热。
对。
那怎么把这个热克服？
对。那第三个问题是，禅修的时候有人那个手的皮肤会痒，那这个是什么原因？
手会痒是不是？手好。
对，手的皮肤。
好好好 ，OK。
谢谢。
Number two, three questions. The first one is that a person he asked that sometimes he wants to do meditation.And sometimes he doesn't want to do meditation. So how to overcome it to make him feel like to do meditation all the time? And the second question is that...
Okay, it's the first question, then I'll give the answer, then I'll ask the second question, okay?
好，那我们先回答第一个问题，就是说有时候想禅修，有时候不想禅修，那怎么克服不想禅修？
So that time when you don't feel like doing the meditation, you have to see the positive qualities of doing the meditations.
那仁波切说呢，当我们不想做禅修的时候，我们必须去找到说禅修对我们有什么好处。
So when you see the positive qualities of the doing the meditation, then you will feel to do the meditations.
当我们可以找到禅修的好处，我们就会想要禅修。
Especially the shamatha meditation have the one positive quality of the shamatha meditation to bring down all the mental calmness.The mental calmness. Okay.
那在做止的观修的时候，我们可以想修止的一个好处就是可以让我们的心灵平静。
Second thing is the shamatha state will bring a lot of the powers in the mind, especially like the to see the futures, to see the what events going to happen. This only comes after the shamatha achieving the shamatha.
那止修止的这个另外一个好处就是说，当我们修止的时候。能够证得止，可以让我们的心增加很多的这个力量和能力，那甚至于会增加我们可以看到未来的能力。
So these are the positive qualities of the shamatha meditation. So you have to think the more positive qualities.
那这些都是修止的好处，所以我们必须去想修止的好处有哪些。
So that will make sometimes more, you like to do the meditations.
那这样子会让我们会想要做禅修。
Second thing is that whenever the meditation, something like that, when you do it again and do it, first you will be a little bit difficult. Second you do, third you do, slowly it will become the habit.
那我们在做禅修的时候，可能做一次、两次、三次，那慢慢增加之后，它会变成我们的习惯。
So slowly, once you become the habit, then it will become very easy to do.
当它变成习惯之后，就会变得很容易做得到。
But the one thing is that when you don't like to do the meditation at that moment, you should not force. Okay, you have to leave.
但是也要注意，就是说，当我们在某个时刻不想做禅修的话，也不要勉强。
Because mainly people feel the not to do the meditation because they have the meditation duration they keep the very long.So that's why sometimes you don't feel to do the meditation. So meditation duration should be very short duration. Then you won't feel bored to do it.
那有些人为什么不想禅修呢？是因为他们禅修的时间太长了。所以要记得就是一次禅修不要太长，可以让禅修时间短一点，这样会比较想做。
So your meditation duration should be always very short time. Then later on, you won't feel like that to not feeling the meditation. Then when your meditation duration is short, you should always keep the meditation duration a short duration. Then later on, then you won't feel like not to do the meditation. You won't feel. So once you keep the meditation duration very long, then later on, whenever you have tried to think to do the meditation, you will get tired and uneasiness of that you will feel.
那仁波切说呢，我们在做禅修的时候，每次的禅修时间不要太长，最好是短短的时间。那这样子，每次我们开始想要做禅修的时候，就会想要做。可是如果我们的禅修时间太长了，那这时候每当下次想做禅修的时候，就会开始觉得累，或是觉得不舒服，不想做。
In the when we are in the Yudhya monastery, whenever we say we have to do the prayer puja, whenever we do puja, I used to feel very bored because the puja duration is too long.
那仁波切说，以前在上密院的时候，每次想到要做法会，就觉得不想去做。那为什么呢？ Oh. 因为那个法会太长了。Yes, yes, 仁波切。
Yes. Sarah, when we say the puja time, it's a very, very short, so we don't feel that much of the bore.
那在色拉寺的话呢，做法会的时间比较短，所以仁波切就不会觉得太累。
okay, so that's why. Okay, now duration short. Okay, just keep the very short duration when you do the meditation. Okay.
所以仁波切提醒我们要记得禅修的时间短一点，不要太长。
But the short duration, maybe 3 minutes or like that, 5 minutes.But keep the continuation, okay? Do it quite continuously, okay?
那仁波切说，我们每次禅修时间可以3分钟或5分钟，但最重要是要持续的做。
Okay, now the second question.
The second question is that a person said that when he's doing a meditation, he feels the heat in the body. So how to reduce the heat?
Which part of the body?
那仁波切问说，是在身体的哪个部分感觉到热
？Maybe head or whole body.
头啊，或是哪里？
全身。
The whole body, 仁波切。
Okay. Usually, I tell the one thing. This question is very oftenly people used to ask me, quite often. So whenever they meditate, they feel the body a very heat or something like that. Yeah, that quite a lot of people used to ask me.
仁波切说呢，这个问题很常被问到，常有人问仁波切说，在做禅修的时候，会觉得身体的某一部分或身体觉得到热。
So now I sometimes used to tell the one thing for this issue.
那通常仁波切都会这样回答。
So I don't know that this is a genetic problem.
仁波切会说这是基因的问题。
So yeah, so generally that's a very normal. Okay, meditation session when you start the meditation and the feeling the body warm is something like that. That you are very newly started. It shows the mainly because you are not strongly. You have done meditation before, and when you start to do something very strongly, it can happen like that.
那仁波切说，这真的是很正常的一件事情哦。就是说，当我们开始做一个禅修的练习，我们的身体呢都会有一些变化。
So that's why it's a very normal. You don't have to worry.
那所以会感觉到热呢，其实是蛮会常见的状况，不用觉得奇怪。
But one reason is whenever you meditate, and then the inhale or exhale breath, it should be a very normal. Sometimes when you meditate very strongly, sometimes the inhale or exhale the wind movements would slow down. Then the heat may arise in body.
那仁波切提醒说，
Yeah, when you're sometimes meditating very strongly, sometimes when you inhale or exhale, breaths slow down, then again heat may arise in the body, inner heat may arise.
Okay. So you mean when the breath slow down, the heat will produce?
Slow down. Yeah, heat will produce. Inner heat, we call the inner body heat, may be produced. It can be, but not all the time, okay?
那仁波切说有一个可能的原因哦，就是说当我们在做这个吸气跟呼气的时候，因为我们这个吸气和呼气的速度会变慢，那有可能这样一个变慢的情况会让我们的身体产生热。
So it can be.
那这是有可能在做这个呼吸的禅修的时候可能产生的状况。
Okay.Okay, then what is the third question?
The third question is a person said that when he's doing the meditation, he feels itchy on the hand. He feels skin itchy on the hand.
Okay, okay.、Mm-hmm. Okay. Just you can answer that question in Chinese, no?
那第三个问题就是说，刚才有问到，当他在做这个禅修练习的时候，会觉得手的皮肤会发痒。
When you feel the itching on the hand, then just rub. Very simple.
Don't you just what?
Just rub.
Rub?
When you feel the itching on the hand, then just rub. Rub,
like a,
rub.
Like you scratch,
rub.
Right? Like scratch?
Yeah, scratch. Just scratch.
怎么听说如果觉得痒就抓？
So then, so okay. They say one thing. They say Nagarjuna said the one thing. Very interesting thing.
Don't you say something very interesting?
Yeah, Nagarjuna said the one very interesting thing.
那龙树菩萨曾经讲到一个有趣的事情。
You feel very relaxed and the pleasure when you rub on the itchy. When you are itching and when you rub it.When you itch and when you scratch it, you will feel very joy.
那龙树菩萨说呢，当你觉得痒的时候，然后你就抓痒的话，你其实会觉得很开心。
But once you are not having the itchy, that is a one permanent joy.
哦，但是呢，如果不痒的话，那是个永恒的开心。
So something like that here saying that, that this is a very example. So once we are having the desire, so everything that what we desire, once we get it, that is the one pleasure we are having. When we have the desire to eat the fruit, when you get that fruit, so that is the one joy. We are feeling that is the one joy. So once you have the no more desire, that is the one permanent joy. That's what he wanted to put.
那这个呢，比方说啦，像有时候我们会有一些欲望。比方说我们想要吃东西，那当我们得到一个东西，我们吃了它，那这时候这欲望满足，我们就会开心了，那这是一种开心。可是呢，所谓的永恒的这个开心，永恒的这个乐呢，就是我们不再有欲望。
So this is yeah, so okay, so example like that, so especially when you have the, some desire for some like a appleSo that's why you will feel to like to eat the apples. Once you get that apple, you will feel the one joy. Once you have no desire to the having anything, then that is a one permanent joy.
所以仁波切举例，当我们呢对苹果有个欲望，那我们得到苹果吃了它，我们就会觉得心里很高兴。可是呢，如果我们心中不再有任何的欲望的话，那其实这是一个永恒的乐。
So like that, so like itchy, when you are having the itchy, no, scratch it, then you will have the joy.
那仁波切就说呢，当我们如果觉得痒的话，就去抓它嘛，这时候会觉得开心。
Okay, so the other point is that when you are having the itchy sensation, one thing is that, again, that, that itchy sensation, maybe if you are having the head part, maybe the one other reason is you are maybe focusing the Buddha on the top of the head. That can be effect. That can be. When you are the focus goes toward the head.
Okay, so you mean the focus on the head of the Buddha?
No, when you are the, when you are meditating with the Buddha, top of the, your head.
Okay.
So when you are meditating the Buddha talk of the your head, that the, when your focus goes towards the your head, so that can be the one reason, but that can be not 100%, okay?
Too close the head. Okay.
Yeah, when you visualizing the Buddha on the top of the your head,
yes.
So
okay, okay.
That when your focus goes towards your head, that can be the reason, that can be, but not 100%, okay?
那仁波切说还有一个可能的原因，是因为我们在观修佛像的时候，我们这个佛呢是在我们的头顶的上方，那因为我们太专注在这个头顶的上方的这一部分，所以手也可能会痒，这可能也是一个原因。
So generally, so right now, the these all the whenever you start to meditate or something, or the physically something it's showing, that is a very good. Generally, it's a good. So that means that your meditation is something it's activating. So it's affecting.
那仁波切说，当我们在做禅修的时候，如果身体某一些部位发生一些状况，那其实是很好的，那表示说我们的禅修呢已经开始影响到我们的身体。
So when the Milarepa was meditating, when then the, his master, when Milarepa ran away from the Marpa's place and he went to the some master's place, other master place. That master asked him to meditate, Milarepa to meditate for the 1 week. After 1 week, that master asked the Milarepa the, what kind of the, you are having, the experience or these old things. He asked a few questions. When the Milarepa ran away from the Marpa and he went to the one of the other master's place, that other master asked Milarepa to meditate for the 1 week after he gave the instruction. Then he asked a few questions that the, what experience he's having.
那当弥勒日巴上师呢从他的这个马尔巴上师的地方离开之后，他到另外一个上师的地方，那这位上师呢就指导弥勒日巴来做禅修。那经过禅修一个礼拜后，这位上师就问弥勒日巴尊者说，你有什么样的经验？经过这样的禅修之后，你有什么样的觉受？
So Milarepa has no experience, nothing happens.
那弥勒日巴就说没有什么样的觉受，什么都没有，空的。
Hello.
Yes, 什么姐？
Julie, my voice is break. My sound is breaking or what?
Now it's not breaking.
Pardon?
No breaking, but a little bit lag.
Little bit what?
Lag.
I see. Now can you hear me clearly?
The sound is very clear.
Okay, fine. Okay. So that the Milarepa says the no experience. So that the master have told that the usually whatever the what I give the instruction, they should be the one experience. So there might be something wrong from the your side. That's why you are not having any experience. Then Milarepa said, yes, you are right, because I just run away from the my master's place without his permission.
这个时候呢，这位上师呢就跟这个弥勒日巴尊者说，那这个真的是有点问题。一般来讲呢，经过这样的教授做禅修之后，这个学生应该会有一些觉受，如果没有觉受的话，那就是你的问题。那这时候弥勒日巴尊者说，对，可能是我的问题，因为呢我离开我的马尔巴上师的地方并没有经过他的允许。
So same thing like that, when you are having the some of the experience of the one or something like the effect, that's good when you start meditating, yeah.
那所以说当我们呢在有一些感觉感受的时候，那是我们开始做了这个禅修，所以会有一些觉受。
Okay, any other questions?
有其他问题吗？
哎，张华这边可以问一个不是禅修的问题吗？
Lamate, they want to ask one question which is not related to meditation.
How? May Wenty.
可以。
有一位法友说自己学习藏传三年来感觉自己没什么进步，想放弃，很沮丧。请问这个要怎么克服？
Lamate, a student said that now,he is already studying the Tibetan Buddhism for 3 years, but he feels there's no change and there is no progress. So he wants to give it up. So what can he do?
Okay. You mean the what type of the changes?
那他所说的没进步或是没有改变是指哪方面？
Now the changes, there are many meanings of the changes.
当我们说没进步、没改变呢，是有很多的有很多不同的面向。
I will give you one example.
仁波切要给我们一个例子。
So there is a, it goes like a one story, okay?
那这是一个故事。
There is a, so.What it's just like that there is one monk.
有一个出家人。
So he thought he will have a big change after he becoming the monk.
那他就觉得说出家之后应该会有很大的改变。
But he didn't see any difference.
但是他并没有看到任何的差异。
So then he told his master that after I becoming the monk, I don't see any difference. I will remain as the same as before.
那他就告诉他的上师说，我出家之后我没有什么改变啊，我跟以前还是一样啊。
So then the teacher asked him to go and catch the fish.
那这时候呢，上师呢就叫他去捕鱼。
So then he went to catch the fish near the river.
那这时候呢，这个出家人就去河边准备捕鱼。
He went to the since morning he went to catch the fish, then evening he came back to the master's place.
那这个出家人早上呢就去捕鱼，那直到傍晚之后回到上师的地方。
So he came without any fish.
但是呢，他到上师的住所的时候并没有任何鱼。
Then master asked, I asked you to catch the fish, why you didn't catch the fish?
那这时候上师就问他说，我叫你去捕鱼，为什么你没有捕任何鱼呢？
So then the monk had told, when I went to the catch the fish, first when I went to catch the fish, few thoughts came into my mind. The first thought I came is that when I try to catch the monk, what will happen if some people will see monks catching a fish? Then I could not catch.Then later on, whenever there is no people, then I try to catch the fish. Suddenly, one other doubt came whether I'm doing the right or wrong. With that doubt, I could not catch the fish. So like these doubts, and also maybe some doubts might the people might seeing him to catching the fish, or he having sometimes their doubts arise whether he is doing the right or wrong. Like all these doubts comes in my mind, and I could not catch any of the fish. He told the master, "You got my point."
Yes, number two.
Yeah, yeah.
那这个时候呢，他就回答说，当我去河边捕鱼的时候，首先呢，我看到有人，那这时候我就想说，如果说这些人看到一个出家人捕鱼的话，那会怎么想呢？所以这时候我就没有帮他捕鱼了。那过一会儿没有人看到了，那当我准备捕鱼的时候，我就想说，如果我这样去捕鱼的话，好像又会犯了某些戒律。那所以说在那个时候，他有时候是怕人家看到他，那又在想着说是捕鱼犯了什么戒律，所以一直在想着什么是对的，什么是错的。那在这些怀疑当中呢，我没有办法去捕任何的鱼。
Then the master told, that's the difference. Before you become a monk, there will no doubt like this will come in your mind. You will catch the fish. Now there are the few doubts are disturbing you to do the wrong things. That's the difference. Master told the monk.
那这时候上师就跟他讲说，这就是不同的地方了。当你还没有出家的时候，如果叫你去捕鱼，你就马上会捕鱼。可是现在你出家了，所以要叫你去捕鱼，这时候你心中就会产生一些怀疑，会去想说我想要做错的事情。那这样子的一些怀疑的事情产生，其实就代表你跟以前是不一样。
Now the second thing is that you learn the Buddhism, sake of the what type of the difference. Some people want to study the Buddhism and they want to such a very different thing, but a change from the one state from another state. Very high expectations. So once you not get that you are what you expected, then you feel there is no difference. Sometimes.
有时候有些人呢，开始学习佛法之后，他就觉得想要看到改变，他很希望那有很高的期望，说可以看到自己从某一个阶段改变成变成另外一个阶段。那事实上呢，并不这样的改变呢，有时候并不会发生。
Sometimes when they are coming for the learn a very new thing, new Buddhism, newly Buddhism, I used to ask them the why you won't learn Buddhism. Person who have not learned the Buddhism before, yeah.
So 有时候呢，有的人呢开始接触佛教，那学佛教，仁波切会问他说：“为什么你想要学佛法？”
Some people used to feel that studying the Buddhism suddenly they were very high expected, like become like a Buddha in a few years.
有些人开始学佛法是他有很高的期望，他觉得他可以在 一段时间之后呢就可以成佛了。
Buddhism cannot do that. Even Buddha cannot do it. How can the Buddhism can do like that?
那事实上佛教呢，佛法Don't you mean that Buddhism cannot do that?
Buddhism cannot do that because Buddha cannot do that. How can Buddhism can do it?
那仁波切说，即使像佛陀都没有办法达到这样子的境界，那佛教怎么可以，佛法怎么可以让你达到这样的境界呢？
So that's why sometimes the expectation from the studying the Buddhism, sometimes the expectations that you might have very high expectations, that might be Buddhism cannot do.The main thing is studying the Buddhism is the changes. Main thing, what we have the changes, the way of the, your thinking should be changed. Example, like before, when you're doing the wrong things, slightly doubts, or the, when you're understanding of the wrong things, negative point of the self-cherishing attitude. All these are the changes.
那仁波切说呢，有的人开始接触佛法的时候会有很高的这种期望，但事实上呢，真正要学习佛法是要改变我们的想法，改变我们对事情的想法，改变我们一些想的方法。比方说我们必须要知道什么是错误的，要对错误的事情呢产生怀疑，然后呢要去想说当我爱值升起的时候要对它产生这个怀疑。所以学习这个佛法的目的是要改变我们的想法。
Bottom line, very clear one thing, bottom line, I want to tell you, very clear bottom line.
那仁波切要告诉我们一个很清楚的底线。
Studying the Tibetan Buddhism will not bring any difference. Doing the Buddhism will make the difference. Studying the Buddhism will make nothing difference. When you do it, when you practice the Buddhism, that will make the difference. Once you don't see the differences, it means that you have not done it, you have not practiced it.
那仁波切说呢，如果我们只是学习佛法并没有办法带给我们任何的改变，但是呢重要的是我们要去修行，我们要去做佛法所教我们的东西，这样我们才能产生改变。所以当我们在接触佛法后，如果我们没有任何改变的话，那表示说其实我们并没有去修行佛法。
When you practice the Buddhism, that will make the difference. Studying the Buddhismakes a nothing difference.
学习佛法是不能带来改变的，只有真正的去做，真正的去修行佛法所讲的，我们才能够改变。
Okay, don't record it. Okay, don't do recording. I want to tell the one incident.
那现在的摩西要跟我们讲一件事情。